Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, June 10th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Stonegate updates coverage on Burcon NutraScience Corporation, BU mid-quarter update, FY25 Q4. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Burcon NutraScience Corporation during the mid-quarter of 4Q25. Burcon achieved a significant milestone by scaling up commercial production of its pea protein isolate at the Galesburg facility in less than 90 days, allowing them to meet customer demand and unlock revenue opportunities in a market expected to reach up to $392 million. The company also announced a share consolidation program at a 21 ratio and a strategic partnership with ProMan to acquire and operate a protein production facility. With new product launches and successful fundraising, Burcon is on track to achieve profitability and positive cash flows in FY26. Financially, the company reported revenues of $0.6 million in 3Q25, a net loss of $1.8 million, and a pro forma cash balance of approximately $10 million. Stonegate's valuation of BU ranges from $23.85 to $29.78, with a midpoint of $26.40, reflecting the company's potential growth and market position.
Kryton International urges durable concrete standards as data centers face mounting infrastructure risks. Kryton International, the global leader in waterproofing and durability solutions for concrete, highlights the importance of durable concrete standards for data centers facing mounting infrastructure risks. With the average cost of a data center outage exceeding $9,000 per minute, concrete degradation poses a significant threat to uptime and asset longevity. Kryton's innovative admixtures, such as Cristal Internal Membrane, KIM, and HardSEM, provide industry-leading protection by making concrete self-sealing, waterproof, and resistant to abrasion. By integrating these solutions at the time of construction, operators can avoid costly shutdowns, eliminate reliance on external waterproofing membranes, and ensure long-term operational resilience. For more information, visit Kryton.com.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp., ESCQB, ESAUF, advances toward first production at Montauban Project. ES Gold Corp. is making significant progress at its Montauban project in Quebec with the successful installation of the Humphrey spirals for the gravity separation circuit. The system can process up to 1,000 tons per day of tailings for gold, silver, and mica recovery. Lab testing is underway to optimize recovery and reduce reagent use, with results expected soon. The company finalized its preliminary economic assessment, focusing on tailings material. ES Gold is also set to release results from its ambient noise tomography survey and a new 3D geological model integrating seismic and historical data. CEO Paul Mastantuono emphasized the upcoming weeks as pivotal, aiming for a clean redevelopment model for legacy mining sites.
Texas governor signs bills promoting oil and gas, bolstering economic growth. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas recently signed bills aimed at promoting economic growth and supporting the oil and gas industry in the state. This move is seen as crucial for the future of Texas and the Permian Basin. Companies like GemXX Corp., OTCEMZ, are adapting to the changing landscape. Stay tuned to Mining Newswire for the latest updates on GemXX Corp. and other industry news.
Network news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc., OHLIA, OTCQB, CEO highlights cash flow and copper growth on Mining Newswire podcast. Nikola Mining Inc. CEO Peter Esbig discussed the company's focus on monetizing high-grade gold, silver, and copper assets in British Columbia on Mining Newswire podcast. Nikola owns the only provincially permitted mill for third-party ore, With consistent production at the Merit-based facility, Nikola serves as a hub for high-grade operations. ESPIG highlighted copper exploration at the new Craigmont site and plans for strategic acquisitions, positioning Nikola as a producer and explorer with long-term potential. Nikola Mining Inc. is listed on the TSXV and FSE, maintaining a 100% owned mill near Merit, British Columbia. The company also owns the new Craigmont project, a high-grade copper property, and the Treasure Mountain property, encompassing 30 mineral claims and a mineral lease.
Green Car News breaks. Mullen Automotive Inc., ULN, transfers Indiana facility to settle legal dispute with GM. Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ-LN, has settled all legal disputes with GEM Yield Bahamas Limited and GEM Global Yield LLC SES by transferring ownership of its Mishawaka Inn manufacturing facility to GEM. This resolution ends all related litigation, allowing Mullen to focus on operational goals. Mullen Automotive is a Southern California-based company specializing in commercial electric vehicles with manufacturing plants in Mississippi and Indiana. The company recently began commercial vehicle production and received IRS approval for federal EV tax credits. Mullen's vehicles are CARB and EPA certified, with a Class 3 EV truck offering up to $45,000 cash voucher at purchase. The company has expanded its dealer network and received foreign trade zone status for its Mississippi Manufacturing Center. For more information, visit www.mullenusa.com. Professional Pest Control in Melbourne's West, Truganina and Point Cook in focus. As Melbourne's western suburbs continue to experience rapid residential and commercial development, demand for reliable and localized pest control services is on the rise. Suburbs like Truganina, Point Cook, Tarnate, and Werribee are hotspots for pests due to ongoing construction and urban planning. RF Pest Management offers tailored solutions for homes and businesses with a focus on commercial operations facing strict hygiene regulations. By engaging with local experts like RF Pest Management, residents and business owners in Truganina and Point Cook can stay ahead of pest issues and maintain a safe environment for their families and customers. TS Tech expands investment in Thailand to $34.3 million. TS Tech, a leading innovator in intelligent touch display devices, is expanding its manufacturing capabilities in Thailand with an additional investment of $17.8 million, bringing their total investment in the country to $34.3 million. The expansion includes the addition of new production lines and is the company's largest foreign direct investment this year. The new factory in Chonburi, Thailand, will enhance manufacturing capabilities and create around 700 local job opportunities. TS Tech's CEO, Kevin Lee, highlighted the company's commitment to sustainable practices and meeting global demand. The investment marks an exciting new chapter for TS Tech in the intelligent touch display device market. South Fork Instruments expands portfolio with advanced Branluby water quality analyzers. South Fork Instruments, a leading supplier of measurement instrumentation and analyzers, has expanded its product portfolio with the addition of the complete line of Branluby water quality analyzers. This includes the Powermon NG and Powermon colorimeter systems, offering versatile measurement options and precise colorimetric analysis for critical water quality parameters. These analyzers bring proven European engineering and reliability to South Fork's customers, providing continuous online monitoring for phosphate, chlorine, iron, aluminum, manganese, copper, and more. The addition of Branluby analyzers enhances South Fork's analytical capabilities for municipal, industrial, and environmental water monitoring applications, ensuring operational safety and regulatory compliance. For more information, contact South Fork Instruments at 925-461-5059. Article sheds light on confined space safety and rescue team requirements. An article recently published sheds light on confined space safety and rescue team requirements. It defines confined spaces and discusses the risks associated with limited entry and exit points, poor ventilation, and hazardous atmospheres. The publication covers various types of confined spaces, such as tanks, pits, and underground utilities, highlighting the dangers of toxic gases, oxygen deficiency, and physical hazards. The article emphasizes the importance of specialized skills, certifications, and equipment for confined space rescue teams, as well as the need for thorough training in areas like first aid and hazardous materials handling. It also delves into OSHA standards, employer responsibilities, and the choice between in-house and outsourced rescue services. For more information, check out the full article on definition of confined space and rescue team requirements by Diversified Compliance Services.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.